Companies laid off fewer workers in August than in May, June, or July.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A new job report out this morning paints a more hopeful picture for private sector workers. Consultants Challenger Gray and Christmas said employers announced slightly more than 51,000 planned layoffs in August, which is down 23% from last month, but still at a higher level than a year ago. John Challenger heads up the firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. He's with us now live from Chicago to talk about this morning's report. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Now, these numbers are down for the first time, as I mentioned, in 3 months. Is that a hint, at least, that the job market is turning around?
It's certainly positive news. Fears were up in the previous month because layoffs had jumped to a 16-month high. People were worried we might be moving into a period of much heavier layoffs, but they flattened out, even fallen, and that's good news.
We still see the government laying off more people in your report, certainly more than the private sector. Is that, do you think, going to continue, especially in these times of budget cuts?
Certainly seems to be the case. Government announced plans to cut 18,000 workers, nearly double what we saw in July. And unlike previous months, these announcements weren't dominated by state and local agencies. It was the federal level that led the way with heavy reductions among the civilian and officer ranks across three branches of the military. So more seemed to be on the way.
Mm. All right. So how does this bode, John, for Friday's big Labor Department employment report? I mean, does it mean we see a big bump in job creation for the month?
Well, that's the key statistic. And what we've seen for now, much of the last year, is that companies are holding on to their people. There was just 33,000 layoffs in the private sector, but they're not hiring many people. Expectations are for about 100,000 coming up. That's just not enough to really propel the economy forward on a stronger growth path.
We've got about 15 seconds. Comparing where we are now, John, to where we've been, are we seeing enough improvement to really make a difference?
We're seeing slow growth. Companies aren't going out and hiring a lot of people, but they are responding to, you know, that GDP growing at 1%, that growth in demand. You know, until they get more access to credit and they really start to take risks, we're not going to see a big change from where we've been over the last year.
Just a slow go. All right, John Challenger joining us from Chicago. John, thanks.
Thank you.
On the flip side, a bit of a disappointing report out today from ADP, the payroll firm, that job growth in the private sector slowed in August, with employers adding only about 91,000 jobs. Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly lower. Forget about threat of recession. European markets are up more than 1% right now as people are looking to buy at the bottom. Wall Street yesterday, stocks added a little. The Dow tacked on 20 points to close at just under 11,560. Well, a new study shows dozens of major U.S. companies pay more in salaries to their CEOs than they pay in total corporate taxes. Marketplace's Eve Tro has that.
The Institute for Policy Studies is a liberal-leaning think tank that looked at the 100 most profitable companies in the U.S. It found 25 of them pay CEO salaries that total more than their tax bill. Study author Scott Klinger says the government invests in corporations through things like educating the workforce, maintaining highways.
And we think companies need to pay their fair share. They certainly have the money to pay their CEOs quite a bit.
The report targets big names like Boeing, Verizon, and Dow Chemical, and how much their CEOs make versus what they pay in taxes. Klinger says one big problem is that when companies make money overseas, they keep it there to avoid taxes. Right now, corporations are pushing for a repatriation holiday. Chris Molyneux represents biotech and pharmaceutical firms for Pennsylvania Bio. He says that's a grace period when companies can transfer money back into the U.S. without tax penalty.
What that allows us to do is to continue to put money into the research and development.
Drug companies might invest more overseas sales money into U.S. labs, for example. The last time the U.S. had such a holiday, though, companies mostly used the money to pay stockholders, not make jobs. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com.
Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians.
Shipping rates have dropped big time in the few years since demand for Chinese raw materials was booming. Back in 2008, the Chinese shipping giant Costco agreed to rent freighters for as much as $80,000 a day per ship and locked in that rate. Well, now the company says it won't pay the old rate because costs are now so low. Sally Herships reports.
Imagine if you could renegotiate a contract years after you signed it. That's what China Ocean Shipping Company, or Costco, wants to do. Freighter owners locked in high prices when Costco was scrambling to fill orders from Chinese factories for coal and iron ore.
People had to go out and move cargo, so they went out and signed charter rates for whatever the market demanded.
Ted Prince is a transportation industry consultant. In 2008, there was a shortage of the type of ship that Costco needed. Now, with lower manufacturing demand, Costco only wants to pay today's going shipping rate, $16,000 a day per freighter.
If you were a ship owner, you'd be pretty concerned right now. You know, if they're not honoring their contracts, why should I be a chump and honor mine?
Ship owners are threatening to seize vessels owned by Costco as collateral. But is that legal? Martin Davis, director of Tulane's Maritime Law Center.
Yes, is the short answer to that. Although it seems a little outlandish to you that this can be done, it's sort of everyday practice in the shipping business.
But ship owners are hoping to work this out on land. Even on the high seas, no one wants to go to war with a customer. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Finally, volunteer firefighters in Pleasantville, Pennsylvania, are in the midst of a mail-in fundraising campaign. But don't send in that donation with the enclosed pre-addressed envelope. Those envelopes have Pleasantville, New York printed on them, a city 375 miles away. The fire chief says just bring your donation in by the fire station. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
What's better than the Good Housekeeping seal of approval? How about the Pentagon's?
People who are skeptical, you know, yeah, that's kind of a niche technology. It's not a niche technology anymore. Look at the Marines start to use it. In the minds of an investor, that's an incredibly trustworthy endorsement.
I'm Tess Vigeland. The U.S. military is going green, but will this spur a green economy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.